It's 6:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Ramon with KRWG News. New Mexico state health officials on Wednesday announced over 1,100 additional COVID-19 cases and 12 new deaths related to the virus. As of Wednesday, there were 419 individuals hospitalized in New Mexico for COVID-19. Also on Wednesday, the New Mexico Department of Health announced that children ages 5 to 11 are now eligible to receive the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. This follows approvals by both the FDA and CDC. A dose of Pfizer for children 5 to 11 contains one-third the amount of active ingredient compared to the adult dose. Officials say that children would receive a second dose 21 days or more after their first shot. Available data shows that all COVID-19 vaccines approved or authorized in the U.S. continue to be highly effective in reducing risk of severe disease, hospitalization, and death. Former New Mexico State Senator D.D. Feldman has written a memoir, 10 More Doors, Politics, and the Path to Change. Fred Martino talked with Feldman about the book and her belief that more Americans should get involved in our political process.
Everybody can do their bit. I mean, and I'm a great believer that the most important office there is that of citizen. And voting is a number one duty and privilege of citizens. But there are many other ways that you can make change and that you can make a difference in the world. And, you know, I found it through journalism. I found it through helping other people with their campaigns. I found it through being involved with the issues. Voting is important, but it's not the only thing. Helping other people run for office, running for office yourself, acting as a mentor or a role model for other people who want to be politically active, who are interested in the issues of healthcare or the environment, climate change. Teaching is a real way of involving people in the world and so that they can learn that their actions, every one of them, make a big difference.
That is such a great point. I mean, I will never forget here in Las Cruces going into one of the high schools and seeing a really engaged civics instructor, and they even had voter registration on campus at the high school. So it was very visible to young people, and I think most people who work in this field would agree with you that education is one of those paths to changing this, to getting more people involved. Of course, as you know, voter turnout did increase in 2020. You note in the book that former President Trump motivated more people to get involved, but Trump's followers also got involved and they haven't stopped. What do you make of how the national political scene has so deeply impacted local and state politics?
Well, it has. It has deeply influenced New Mexico politics. It used to be that legislative races and governor's races were centered on New Mexico issues. And as a result, there was sometimes agreement between Republicans and Democrats. But now it all comes down to a loyalty to a leader. And in this case, it's Trump. And it's a dangerous trend. It's a dangerous trend. And of course, it has led to a great partisan divide at the national and the state level. There have been some courageous folks like Liz Cheney and others who have stood up to their party, which has basically been taken over by an individual. But just to answer your first question, that is, I think people are compelled to become involved. Young people even more than others, because of climate change, because young people are naturally more idealistic than us cynical old people. And because at this point and this past year, so much has seemed to be on the line. Our very democracy itself seems to be at risk. And all of the things that we had believed in so strongly, that I had believed in and that drew me into politics, you know, the belief in democracy, the belief in a free and fair election where every person's vote counts equally to another person's vote, an independent judiciary, and media where facts were the determining factor and not just, you know, any old thing, any lie or anything that seems to be somewhat sexy. I grew up with a more a traditional media, and with this book, I wanted to recall that to people, particularly young people.
You can watch the full interview with Dee Dee Feldman tonight at 7 on KRWG TV's Newsmakers.